Some important safety tips the USDA wants you to know when preparing a popular party snack. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. Chicken wings or buffalo wings, no matter what you call them or how you like them, baked or fried, with buffalo sauce or other dressing and spices, when you make them, there's one thing you don't want to forget: food safety.
Either baking or frying, you want to make sure that your wings reach the temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit, and you measure that with a food thermometer.
That's Amelia Kermis with the USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline. She says another important tip to prevent foodborne bacteria: never overcrowd your wings.
You just want to make sure that they're separated and not really crowded on that baking tray. When you're frying your chicken wings, make sure that they're not crowded in the fryer.
And if baking is your method,
you want to preheat your oven to about 400 degrees Fahrenheit and then place your wings onto a rimmed baking sheet. People want crispy wings, and you can get that when you're baking them.
When it comes to frying, Kermis urges to pat the chicken dry before dipping in the fryer.
And this will prevent the oil splattering all over the kitchen, so if there's any residual water, you want to make sure that that's removed.
Preparing wings also involves the four pillars of food safety: clean, separate, cook, and chill. And that includes making the sauce or marinade.
You want to reuse the marinade afterwards that it has reached boiling for about 5 minutes. That way it'll actually be safe.
And how does Kermis like her wings?
I'm a buffalo girl, and what we usually do is after we fry our wings, we toss them in a hot sauce and butter mix after they've fried.
I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.